Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley, talking about getting enough cattle for the CAB pipeline. Back on that in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Bone mass, power, and the ruggedness you need, that's what you'll get at the Grass to Grid Bull Sale hosted by Griswold Cattle. Owners John and Jeannie Griswold invite you to join them Saturday, April 13th in Beaver, Oklahoma for this year's sale. Featuring 250 bulls, 250 cows, and 250 heifer calves, possessing the finest Angus, Sim Angus, and Main Angus genetics around. For more information, click over to GriswoldCattle.com or call John at 405-780-3300. If it's consistent quality you demand, this is the place to get it. Now go mark your calendar, April 13th, Griswold Cattle's Grass to Grid Bull Sale.
Vice President for Production for Certified Angus Beef, Mark McCulley, admits at one time there was some talk about maybe lowering their standards just a bit to get more cattle into the CAB program to fill the growing demand from consumers. But he says in the end, they decided to stay the course.
Yeah, there was a time in our shop where we kind of sat around and scratched our head of the percent of Angus cattle that were qualifying for our specifications. And in particular, the marbling specification was hardest to hit. You know, we continued to see a little bit of a trend and downward, and we were having that discussion. Is at some point, do we need to lower the standards to get more supply? That's not the conversation we're having today. And in fact, there's been such a great response. You know, we can have some discussions about, is there a way to tighten up some of the consistency specs in our product to make it an even better, more premium experience to the end user? And so, very different scenario today.
Really, what CAB has been about since really the beginning is that great eating experience every time.
Yeah, it is. And I think maybe a business model that conceived back in the 70s was a bit of a foreign idea of to create more demand for our cattle. Let's go to the furthest point away from those cattle, that ultimate consumer. Let's focus on them, make sure they have a great eating experience, and ultimately that'll create more pull-through demand. And I think that's really the key of the story. That's what it's been. It's about a set of specifications, specifically marbling, that really deliver on that consistently great eating experience to the consumer, and they're willing to pay their hard-earned dollar for it.
Now, we've heard a lot about that consumer, and one of the things that we hear pretty consistently now is that they want more than just knowing that the cattle will give them a great eating experience. They wanted a little bit more about information about how they're raised, how they're treated, the people who are involved in the cattle industry. That goes back to that sustainability equation, and I know that CAB has kind of been engaged with that as well.
Yeah, we definitely see this as well. And I think, we call it beef with adjectives. You know, all these things that we can put on these programs, they're better for, either better for the people, better for the environment, better for the cattle, something, you know. And we the one thing we want to be, I think we consistently hear, though, is that the consumer's not willing to back up on taste and flavor and juiciness and tenderness. They still want those things. We got to keep taste and the quality of our product still the foundation of this great demand we've created. But now it is those additional assurances. And as a premium brand out in the marketplace, we feel that maybe more than commodity beef does. There's an expectation that our brand and the suppliers of our brand are taking care of their animals, taking care of the land, all things that we know are truly happening. And so we take on a little more responsibility of that as a brand today to help communicate that good story, to continue to elevate that trust and that assurances that the consumer has that, in fact, that those cattle, that product was handled in the way that aligns with their values.
Vice President for Production for the Certified Angus Beef Program, Mark McCulley. You know, back when the CAB program was just getting started, there was a significant number of bad eating experiences that consumers were having with beef. Today, that number way, way down, and one of the key reasons programs like CAB. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.